Mayor Mamdani spent most of yesterday afternoon meeting with the folks who helped make New York City the financial capital of the world to try to contain that backlash that you mentioned. Mamdani met with JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon at their new headquarters in Midtown. Mamdani's office sharing with Fox Business that the pair discussed, quote, how the public and private sectors can collaborate to deliver both excellent public goods and a thriving city where all New Yorkers can succeed. From JP Morgan's perspective, they said that the meeting was constructive and included the importance of, quote, keeping the city competitive. But JP Morgan has been signaling with hiring moves that they're more optimistic about other markets. The firm has reduced their headcount in New York and now has more employees in Texas than they do in the Big Apple. Mamdani also met with Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon at Gracie Mansion. Neither the city nor Goldman Sachs has given Fox Business a readout of that meeting. These talks are the latest efforts by Mamdani to make nice with the business community as he continues to push initiatives like city-run grocery stores and massive tax increases on second homes. Mamdani has also been meeting with other Wall Street executives from Bank of America and Blackstone, the world's largest commercial real estate owner. His office has also reached out to Citadel founder Ken Griffin, whom Mamdani previously criticized publicly over his New York City penthouse with that second home tax. Citadel telling Fox Business that Griffin welcomes thoughtful, serious conversations about the policies that can grow the city's economy and create more opportunities for all New Yorkers, and that, quote, reckless political theater serves no purpose. No meeting has been announced yet.